I have 7 o'clock Texas time, so we're going to get going. And you're probably going to need a pen to write with. If you don't have one handy, now would be a good time to grab one. If you're on this call, it's because you're registered for the upcoming event in San Antonio next week. So if you're not registered for that and you're on this call, probably the wrong call, unless you want to get registered. So I've got a list of things that I want to talk to you about, get you prepared, let you know what you're in for. And then when I'm through, you can ask questions. So first I talk and you listen, then you talk and I listen. So write them down as you go. And we're going to be on here until you're out of them. However, this call normally doesn't take but about 30 minutes, maybe 40, depending on how long you want to talk after I am through. So Brian and Lynette, are you here?
Hi, Ron. How's it going?
Hey, Ron.
We are so excited to be here, and we are just ecstatic about going to Texas.
Well, folks, this is Brian and Lynette Wolf. If you haven't met them yet, you might as well get used to that voice because you're going to be hearing a lot of it here shortly. And these folks are going to be with us throughout the entire event, and you're going to be glad they're there because they serve multi-purposes. Number one, they decorate up the place, as you'll see when they come dressed alike.
That was a secret, Ron.
Okay. Number two, they are actually going to be working with you folks throughout the entire event on your individual deals by calling your sellers and making deals so you can get contracts while you're at the event and go home and present them when you get back home after they've already been negotiated and your appointment is set for you. That will be Brian and Lynette calling. They'll call throughout first, second, and usually into the third day. And they also will be calling them live on the second night while the loudspeakers are blaring. You'll hear both sides of the conversation.
That's the first night.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
The first night.
First night. Okay. I'm a day behind already. and they're going to call your leads now, not our leads. So we're not bringing leads to class, so we're about to have a discussion on what I would like to see you folks do so you can bring them, come amply prepared so we can actually help you make money while you're there. Brian and Lynette, you want to give them a little bit of your background?
Sure. We're actually here in Arizona, and we average 6 to 8 deals per month, and we've closed over $95 million worth of real estate transactions. We are the king and queen of automation, okay? And we love, we did the business with our son. He's 24 years old. His name is Dasho. And we love automation. That's our key.
Well, really, we started as real estate agents, and I was also ran a mortgage office. So we had come up in the traditional route. And it took us a little while to shake off the wrong conceptions about this business. But it took Ron is what it took. Because Ron really showed us, really opened my eyes. And I always thought I was a smart guy about this business, this real estate investing. But Ron showed me different ways that we can structure deals, that you can close deals, you can make money off of deals that other people are throwing away. It's cutting-edge stuff. And the great thing is, hey, we went to some other seminars and saw other folks before we saw Ron. But the second we saw Ron, it was like I could take a big sigh of relief. We're in the right place. I knew right away.
Yeah, that's right. We knew right away. It was love at first sight, Ron. You changed our life forever. And we met you about 12 years ago. And seriously, we owe you everything. I mean, you really changed our life forever. Our mission is to change other people's lives forever the way you did for us.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you guys are going to be calling on the first night for about an hour and a half. So we're going to tell you right now you're going to be there till 7:30 on the first evening. You're going to love that session where they actually do deals for you.
Well, the cool thing about that is you just never seen it. Like, you've never seen a seminar where you're actually bringing leads in, going home with negotiated, done deals. I mean, mostly, you know, there's a lot of theory. This is in action. This is the business in action right in front of your eyes, closing deals. And guess what, guys? You keep the whole paycheck. We don't take any of your profit. We want you to make money.
Yeah, we're looking into changing that, though, aren't we? We should fix that, shouldn't we?
Yes.
All right. But you hit it on the head. There's no theory in this event. This is all actual stuff that you will be using when you get back home. And, in fact, even before you get back home, as we just described. Now, they will be calling your leads on the first day, all day, and all the way into the second day. And then throughout the event. They're going to sit with you one-on-one if you want help on your business structuring or whatever you want help on. And then, Brian, you're going to take part on the fourth day even, teaching them how you guys sell houses.
Yes.
Autopilot.
I love that day. And,
yeah.
Guys, that should be the easiest part of your business. You should never worry about getting any house sold.
No, not the way we're going to train you how to sell them, which is with terms. Now, guys, before I get going here, what does your business look like? Are you mostly pretty houses? Do you do some ugly houses? What do you do?
Yeah, we mostly do pretty houses, Ron. We love doing the taking over the debt, you know, taking over the debt subject too, and zero money down, none of our own credit, exiting out lease purchase buyers, you know, getting the big non-refundable deposits, and we're looking at the you know, long term. I mean, here in Arizona, we have a ton of houses that are newer. They don't need any work at all. We love getting in with the zero money down, none of our own credit. Now, we're transaction engineers. We're doing all 8 different deals. I mean, we will come across ugly house deals. Once in a while, we'll rehab it. Oftentimes, we'll just exit out with a wholesale buyer, take the quick paycheck and move on to the next deal. But we do love the pretty house business, owner finance firms.
Very hot market there. Temperature wise too. Your temperature.
Yeah, it's hot in many ways.
But you're in what we consider a hot market right there.
Right, and
difficult.
See, that's why different strategies will work in different areas. And we don't buy properties at auction so much. I just can't get the deals there. But there's a million ways to get great deals. And pretty houses is such an untapped wealth of properties right there. Nobody knows how to do them. Nobody knows how to do a lot of the deals we do, and we're going to teach you guys how to do them and close them, and you'll have no competition.
Okay, so the point is you're in a hot market as far as bank-owned properties go, but there's always plenty of pretty houses out there for us to do these terms deal on, regardless of how hot the market is or hot it's not.
Absolutely,
correct?
Absolutely. And I don't know if I can share this really fast, Ron. I'm so excited. We just got a check last week, a copy of a check from a student that went to the Quick Start Real Estate School. And I just want to show how important it is that they bring in leads for us. This was a deal. Actually, it was Bill's deal. We have a check here, a copy of a check dated on March 5th. He actually bought the house. He took over the debt. We did the closing call with the seller, bought the house for $208,000. Zero money down, none of our own credit, and the payment was $1,450 PITI. We actually just got the check from the lease purchase buyer, $15,000. We sold it for $239,900, and they're paying $1,600 a month. Okay, so not only did he get an instant payday of $15,000 for bringing this lead to the Quick Start Real Estate School, but he also has monthly cash flow, $1,450 minus $1,600, $150 a month. That's pretty sweet. That's a total profit, $33,200. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was he ecstatic that he brought this property lead sheet into the Quick Start Real Estate School? Absolutely.
Kind of makes me want to raise the price of the boot camp, huh? No, just kidding. All right. So let me go down my list here, guys. Excuse me. First of all, hotel. I hope you've all got your hotel arrangements. I got to tell you, we had a snafu on the hotel. This is a first. We had a hotel we thought had it booked, but apparently didn't have it finalized. About the time we were signed a contract on it, the hotel called us and said, hey, we gave away your room block, so there's no place for your people to stay. So we had to move hotels. Guys, I hope you know we moved hotels. I'd hate to see you show up at the wrong one.
I was like, where are we?
We are going to be at the Westin Riverwalk. I understand we're on the river. So that's on Market Street, Lynette, in case you don't have that information.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, let me get through my punch list here. And then we're going to get to the point of why we're making this call, and you can ask questions, folks. First of all, let me describe the event a little bit to you so you know what you're getting in for. We start at 8 o'clock every morning, 8 o'clock every single morning. So if you're driving, this is one reason why we ask you to stay at the hotel. Now, I got to tell you, this is not a cheap hotel. They get $289 for these rooms.
Woo!
I understand something's going on in San Antonio that's sucking up all the hotel rooms, so our listeners know what that is. You know, I can understand if you wouldn't want to stay at this hotel, and honestly, I don't care, but stay as close by as you can if you don't already have a hotel room, because we start early at 8 o'clock. We're going to go to 7:30 the first two nights. It'll be about 6 or so the third night, and then the fourth night you'll be through at about, 4:30 or so, 4 o'clock?
Yeah, right around there.
Okay, all right. The agenda is going to be packed. There is not, there's no dead time in it whatsoever. First day is going to be all about the Pretty House business right on up through the second morning. And the second afternoon, I'm going to teach you the Ugly House business in the afternoon. And we're also going to go through contracts and actually write contracts in class that afternoon. You'll be writing them in class. We'll be checking them. And that'll get us prepared for the third day when we get up and get out on the bus and go out and buy some real properties in the real neighborhoods. We've got a realtor there working on getting us some good properties to look at. Looks like we're going to have two bus loads of people to go take out. So when we get back from that bus trip, we will actually be submitting offers on those properties, and somebody in the class is going to get them if we get them accepted. So we've got a really powerful third day. That's just the morning. In the afternoon, we're going to learn how to raise private money in case you guys actually want to close on those ugly houses that you're paying all cash for, and a whole lot of other things I've got scheduled for you. In fact, we're going to go into how to handle your IRA so you don't have to mess with your third-party administrators, and you're going to need one, but I'm going to show you how to handle them so that you don't have to go back and forth and get rid of that pain in the neck for you. And the last day is all about selling houses. Probably going to change your attitude about selling houses. It's all automated. You're going to love what we do nowadays to sell houses, or what we don't do that we used to do, and how really easy it is to find these buyers that you're looking for that will bring you substantial amounts of money to put down when we're offering them with terms. And even if you want to cash out, you'll learn how we get these buyers on that last day. So what I want you to do between now and then is go out and call some for sale by owners and bring me some leads. And that means completed property information sheets. You all have those property information sheets. They should have been sent to you by email, but if they weren't, they're in your courses. They're in your terms course and your control without ownership course, if you got that one. And they're not hard to find, and they're on ronlegrand.com/FISBO as well. So plenty of places to get that sheet. You should also have the scripts by now. If we did not send them to you, same thing. Your scripts are also in your terms and your control without ownership courses. So I'm going to ask you to get as many of these FISBO sheets as you can between now and then and bring them to class so we can help you work them. We work them live in class. We have several sessions to where I go through your leads with the Wolfs up there, and we determine if it's good, bad, ugly. We're going to go through everyone that they get on the telephone while we're there. I'd like to tell you we're going to get them all on the phone, but that's not going to be true because we just can't get them to pick up the telephone, but we'll get a hold of as many of them as we can. And, of course, we're going to make a discussion out of all of those we get so that the person procuring the leads, that would be you, will know what to do when you leave. And if you don't, we'll be offering you one-on-one mentoring for the next 6 months. And you can decide if you want to do that while you're there as well, to make sure that you have somebody like Lynette or Brian Wolf by your side beating you to the point to where they force you to get a check, whether you like it or not.
All right, I would say helping them out in every way possible.
Okay, like I said, beating them to the point to where they get a check. All right, so let's start with where are we going to get these leads? Because obviously if we don't find the sellers, we can't call them, can we? Now, there are actually several things that you can do. And good news for you is that you won't be doing much of this after the event because virtual assistants will be doing it for you. We have the virtual assistants, if you're not aware of that. In fact, go to ronsva.com, ronsva.com, and you'll learn about the virtual assistants. They're very inexpensive. You'll also learn about the other services that we've already got set up for you, like a website, like an interactive voice response to take all the calls from your buyers and texting. We got all that stuff ready for you. It comes with virtual assistant service, so RVAs can call these leads for you and generate leads while you're asleep. In fact, if you want to get that activated immediately, like tomorrow morning, it might be possible that we can even get them started to generate leads for you to bring to class. If you'll tell them you're in this class when you call, they will put you to the top, and we'll see what we can do to get you some leads immediately. In that light, the person that's on this call tonight that brings us the most completed property information sheets, I am going to hand a $100 bill to reward you for your prompt action taking.
Woo! That is fantastic, Ron.
Ron has seriously never done that before, guys.
I heard you do that.
Yes. That's
now,
great.
That means you've got to bring property information sheets, and the one that brings the most is going to win the $100. Now,
do they have to be complete?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Don't bring me a property information sheet with the address on it and all the blanks. That ain't going to count. So I'm about to define what complete is, so you'll be clear on what to bring to class. In addition to that, if you're not already a Gold Club member, you might as well go ahead and sign up, because you will be before you leave. It's crazy not to. It's where all the forms and agreements are located. Many, many, many hours of training are on there, and it's your go-to place to do this business. It's only $59 a month to be in the Gold Club, and in fact, if you're going to elect one of the VA services on that, ronsva.com, Gold Club is part of them anyway, so you won't even be paying the $59. So go check the Gold Club out. You can find it at ronsgoldclub.com. ronsgoldclub.com, and you'll find it's the biggest bargain in real estate today. All right, so let's get started on these leads here. You got the property information sheet. So let's start at the top, upper right-hand corner. You will find some stars. You'll find some stars all over it. But the upper right-hand corner, the first thing we're going to ask the seller is what are you asking for the property? It's the only place you're going to get that answer is right out of the seller's mouth. And right below that, you're going to ask the seller, what do you think it's worth right now? What do you think it appraised for? And then you fill that in, because it's important that we know what the seller thinks it's worth. Many times they think it's worth more than it is. Many times they think it's worth less. Sometimes they're right dead on. But I want to know what's on the seller's mind and how they're thinking. Now, right below there, you'll see a line that says, your comps. Guys, why don't you tell them some good sites to go to get comps on this property if and when you like the answers that you get from the property information sheet?
Yes. Obviously, Zillow, Zillow.com. And we also, Ron, we use ePraisal.com. I'm going to spell that. It's ePraisal.com. ePraisal.com. Now, those are free services, and Zillow is excellent, a very good free source that we use as well. You can use, there's other sources like RealQuest.com, small pay services, but you know what? You can get enough of the value just from going to Zillow.com, ePraisal.com, Trulia.com. There's a ton of free websites that are going to give you the value that you need.
Lynette, I got to tell you, I went to ePraisal the other day. I didn't like it. The values on there seem to be so much lower than the other sites for some reason. So,
In Arizona here, the values are good. So it's kind of a little bit dependent on your area, but they work really well for what we're working with here in Arizona.
Guys, just use Zillow if you take my advice. Frankly,
Zillow is always dependable.
If you don't do anything but go on Zillow, type in the address of the property, and it'll give you a Zestimate. Give me the Zestimate for now. We're going to discuss in class how to determine the real comps, but that Zestimate will work for the benefit of our exercise here. Just write it in that blank where it says your comps. Don't even bother with that until you think you've got a lead worth pursuing. Just a second.
Oh, are you okay?
No. All right. So anyway, you'll see the rectangle right below that, which is the loan information, and you'll also notice a big old black star out beside of it, and that's because this is a very critical block. You must ask the seller what they owe, and you must get me an answer if we are to process this lead. if, in fact, you get any bounce back from that, which you'll get on 10 or 15% of them, they'll say, well, I don't think you need to know that. There is a default script in the scripts in your manuals and probably in the ones that we sent you where you handle that. You just read the default script, tells them why you need that information, and usually they'll give it to you. And by the way, if they won't give you the loan amount after you ask for it and then after you read my default script, you got all the information we need, which is none. We're not going to do business with a seller that won't even give us the simple facts we need to determine whether we can help them or not.
Exactly.
So you might as well not even bring that lead because we're not going to process it if we know you made a good attempt to get the loan amount and they won't give it to you. Most of them will give it to you without even thinking about it. I'm also going to need the payment. Make sure you get the payment. And then if you look right below that, it asks for, is it PITI? Does it include taxes and insurance? We definitely need to know that so we can get the complete payment. That loan amount and that complete payment is literally the two biggest, most important numbers on that sheet because that's going to help us determine whether it's a suspect or a prospect and whether we're interested in staying in it or not staying in it. And, well, I'll make sure you understand what that means, but we got to have that basic information because without it, we're working in a cloud and we can't make decisions if we don't have enough information or input to make those decisions with. I don't care who the lender is, honestly, and I don't care what the interest rate is, but I do care what the PITI is, and I also care that it's current. So if you'll notice, there's a place for you to check current, yes or no. And I assume your loan is current, and they say yes, and done, you check it. But please make sure you check it. Now, right below that is three critical blocks with copy in them or words, and really they are questions for you to ask the seller when applicable. And if you'll take a look at the one on the left, it says, will you sell for what you owe? Now, I got to tell you, it took me about 15 years to learn to use those words. Can't tell you how many deals I lost before I learned it. Those words are going to determine whether you're going to get the house for what's owed on it or not. And you heard Lynette mention the word subject to a while ago. You probably know what that means by now. If you don't, I'll certainly teach it to you. But when a seller says, yes, I'll sell for what they owe, you just got a free house. In fact, I'm going to show you one in class that I got. In fact, I think I did. If you were at my one-day seminar, I showed you the house that I got with a $351,000 balance on it because those words were asked. Sold it for $395,000, got a $50,000 down payment on it. But if I hadn't asked, will you sell for what you owe, I never would have known. But the seller would be happy to sell for what they owe. Now, I want you to write another line right below that, if you will. If they say no, I won't sell for what I owe, please ask them, well, then what's the least you could take for your equity if we took over your debt? What's the least you could take for your equity if we took over your debt? Now, what that means is that sometimes they just need a little bit of money to get out of the house and are happy to give you the rest of the equity in it. So those are pretty important questions to ask, if applicable. Now, look at the bolded line right above that question. It says, you only ask this if there's a $35,000 or less gap between the loan amount and the asking price. That means if there's a small gap, you always want to ask that question. If there's a huge gap, you never want to ask that question because you'll look foolish. If you got a $200,000 house and a $100,000 loan on it, and the seller's asking $190,000, and you ask that question, you're asking the seller, okay, will you sell it for the $100,000 instead of the $190,000 you're asking, which means very foolish question. And you've just alienated that seller right there.
Yeah, your credibility. And, you know, that the student that we called the deal for, Bill, that I told you about, the debt was $208,000, and we sold it for $239,900. So, but I just want to tell you, Ron, it is amazing how many times we get a yes. Uh-huh. When we say, will you sell the house for what you owe on it? It's amazing how many times we get a yes.
In class. You guys are going to get a bunch of them if you ask correctly.
Absolutely.
Now, let's say that that loan is the asking is $190,000 and the loan is $170,000. Well, of course you want to ask, will you sell for what you owe, and get that to a conclusion. And that's the most critical question I want you to ask in that situation. By the way, just for the record, that's my favorite kind of deal. My favorite kind of deal is the ones with small equity in them, beautiful homes and beautiful neighborhood and reasonable payments, because we can almost always get them for little or no money and turn them around and get great big giant checks from them.
Absolutely. That's our favorite deal, too.
Yeah. When the seller has got a loan, they're more motivated than when the house is free and clear. They want to get rid of that payment. So,
right. And when you run into a house that's worth $300 and they owe $280 on it, they figure they're going to have to come in with money to closing. So if you say, will you sell it for what you owe on it, they're happy.
In fact, I would be shocked if they didn't say yes in that situation.
Yep.
I'd expect them to say. In fact, if they don't say yes, I don't know whether I want to even mess with them or not. Because that's not enough equity to even pay the realtor if they sold it for cash.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
All right, well, let's move over to the middle block there. And let me make sure you understand when to ask the lease option question. You ask that when there's a lot of equity in the property, but it still has a loan on it. If there's a lot of equity and it still has a loan, like my $200,000 house with a 190 asking and a $100,000 loan, that's when you move to the middle block. I'm sorry, you guys are in Texas. Let's scratch that.
I was just going to say we're in Texas, yeah.
You're Texans. Forget the middle block. You probably got the Texas form that don't even have that question on it. In Texas, guys, we're not going to be doing lease options on the buying side. In Texas, you can do them when you're selling if you own it, and that's why we're going to go for ownership in Texas on everything that we buy. So if you look at your Texas script, you're going to ask the owner financing question. Would you take your equity in monthly installments, or would you consider taking a monthly payment until we get you cashed out? In fact, I like those exact words. Would you consider taking a monthly payment until we get you cashed out? That means we're going to buy them with owner financing. And fortunately for you in Texas, your foreclosure laws are so good that it's less risk for the seller to actually sell it to you with owner financing than it is to lease option it to you, because they can get it back quicker. It's faster to foreclose in Texas than it is to lease purchase. So
yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So,
oh, by the way, Ron, they were emailed both forms, so they have them both.
Okay, good. We'll use the Texas form if you're in Texas. Now, if your owner's calling, you're not in Texas, then you are okay to ask the lease option question. Anyway, on the right, you'll see the free and clear question. We're always going to go for owner financing. So when you ask, would you take your equity in monthly installments, and they say yes, and guys, about a third of them will. So about a third of them will, so don't just assume they won't. I want you to take out your script and ask the questions at the bottom of your free and clear script, which are, well, if we come to terms on it, what's the lowest price you could take? Just ask that question, write down the answer, and shut up. And then ask the next question, the killer one. May I assume you'll sell with nothing down? Now, if you were in my one-day seminar, you know how important it is you ask it just like I said it. May I assume you will sell with nothing down? And if you ask that question that way, you're going to get some yeses. And, of course, the next default question is, if they say no, well, then what's the least you could take down? We want those answers. We want you to ask those questions and bring them to class so we'll know what we're working with. And then the last one is, what's the least you could take per month? So please get me the complete answers. Look, when you leave the class, you're going to have to get them. You might as well start before you come. We know you're going to be a little uncomfortable. We know you're going to be nervous. It won't be long before you won't be. And the only way to get you through this hurdle is to get you started and push you to get these questions asked, and you'll find these people will gladly cooperate, and you'll quickly learn, my goodness, they're more afraid of me than I am of them. So let me just get this stuff asked, and we'll know where to go from there. And we're going to help you take those answers and turn them into deals. And remember, we're going to call every one of them you bring to help you get to the bottom of what they'll take. Now, down the bottom, you see all kinds of technical questions about the property. We definitely want bedrooms and baths. We want square footage. And we definitely want lot size, because out there you guys are going to run across some properties with some pretty good size land attached to them. And if that's the case, I want to know, because we got some other cool things we'll talk about when there's a bunch of land that comes with the house. It's critical you ask if it's listed or not, and make sure you check yes or no, because if it's listed, totally different animal, we may or may not be able to move forward with it. So ask if it's listed. And repairs, of course, I need to know if it needs little repairs, no repairs, or a lot of repairs, because that'll influence our decision on what to do next. And down at the bottom, I want you to absolutely ask if it's vacant or occupied. So if it's vacant, they're much more motivated. So you got the sheet. Many of you have already had some training on filling out that sheet. I understand this is a repeat for you, but if this is where the rubber hits the road. If you were in my one-day seminar, we talked about these in class, but at this event, we're going to do more than talk about them. We're going to follow up on them, call them, create deals, and write contracts.
Oh, my goodness. We are so excited to call your sellers, close deals for you, go home with a pre-negotiated deal. I mean, the more lead sheets you bring in, the more deals we can help close. And like Brian said, we don't even take a cut. You keep 100% of the money. So, I mean, you're going to really not be happy if you don't bring in a whole bunch of property lead sheets. And we are ecstatic to call your sellers and make deals for you and close deals. We're just so excited. I love this. This is my favorite part of the whole business, Ron, calling sellers. It is so fun.
All right. Now, one more thing before I open it up for your questions. You should know now that you can bring a guest for free as long as they are a parent, child, spouse, significant other, or someone actually in your business. And if you want to add a second guest that is in that group, they got to be in that group, you can do that by calling our office. It's $500 for that third person you're bringing. And if you cannot make it to this, something comes up at the last minute, please let us know, because every single seat counts. We don't have a bus stretcher, and we're going to have both buses full. So if that happens, please let us know. You're going to have a big manual you're going to get when you get in class. It's over 300 pages, and we prepare for you, and we need to know how many is going to be in the room. So I'm going to open it up here right now.
And Ron, as you open it up, we do have, I just got another testimonial letter from a superstar, Tammy and Kyle. They are going to be at the Quick Start Real Estate School. They are superstars. They've sent us about 7 testimonial letters already, and they just sent one today that I'd like them to share about.
Okay.
I hope they're on the line. So.
They may not be able to.
Oh, probably. We're going to have to open it up. Okay.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Okay, now we are open. Can you guys hear me okay?
Is Cammie there?
Yeah.
Cammie or Kyle?
Yes, this is Cammie, and Kyle's here, but I'm the one talking.
Hi, Cammie. How are you doing?
Hey. Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
We are so ecstatic for your success, and you just sent us testimonial letter number 7. You guys are on fire.
Well,
do you want to tell them about this most recent deal?
Yes, the most recent deal. We found someone who was willing to let us take over their loan, and they owed $73,000 on the home, and it was worth $135,000. And we clear about $400,000, and then we got a lease option buyer in there. That would like to own or finance but doesn't have the cash now. And they pay us $1,400 a month, and the monthly payment on the home is $700 a month. So we could clear $800 a month on this, but they did want some cash up front, and we brought in a private lender, and we pay them $200 a month. So we clear $400 a month.
So it's $474 a month to be exact on your cash flow. That is
okay. Yeah.
I'm used to making $80,000 a day.
Yeah.
It was Ron.
All right. So what's that deal going to be worth to you, Cammie, by the time you get out of it?
By the time we get out of it, I think we're making it off.
Up 12.
It's 100.
Times 700,000 shares. It's $84,000.
So,
it's in the bank.
So that one free house is going to make you about $84,000 during the whole time that you have it?
Tell them to go fuck them.
Right. By the time we collect on it for a few years and...
Total profit. That's pretty good for one deal, eh, Ron?
Yeah, you need some more free houses.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And just one of many, so you're well on your way.
So you're going to be at the Quick Start Real Estate School, so we're super excited to see you there.
That's right. We will be there. This is just the most amazing thing ever. And it really works. We didn't believe it at first, but it works.
So now that you made some money, you're going to buy us all dinner, right?
That's right.
Okay. Just kidding now.
I mean, that's why I put out the money.
We are super proud of you, Cammie and Kyle.
Well, thank you.
Good going, guys. Good going.
Thank you.
All right, guys, who's got questions for us tonight? This is an exciting group, huh, Lynette?
Lively.
Where are all the questions?
All right.
Now, that deal they just talked about, that's not a Texas deal, right? Because they mentioned it was...
Tammy, where do you live?
It is Texas, and you can do a lease.
I thought it was the lease, the one that was not available in Texas that she mentioned.
You actually can do a lease option. We have John Jackson, who gave us the lease option king in Texas, and we actually have his lease agreement, and so it's
Let me explain. Protected. So remember that they actually got the title subject to, so if you own the property,
oh,
you can
right.
lease option it out.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. It's subject to.
Can't do in
yeah,
Texas.
Yeah, we took over
the
their debt, subject to.
The Catholic family with lots of kids.
And, Cammie, how did you get this lead?
So this was actually a wholesaler, believe it or not. They found the deal and didn't have the money, because they did want some money up front, but there was enough equity that it made sense.
Right.
So, and the monthly payment was good enough, but it was a wholesaler.
Wow, talk about networking. That is awesome.
That's
and
right.
You guys, anytime you run into people who only understand ugly houses and they're rehabbers, they'll get leads that are pretty houses. You just got to tell them, hey, toss me any leads you get, and I'll give you $350 as a referral fee or whatever you choose to give them.
All right, anybody else got any questions?
I have a question.
Fire away.
What do I need to bring with me?
A pen to write with, and you're probably going to want to use your cell phone to take pictures with. And honestly, that's all. The rest of it we're going to be furnishing you.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
And lots of property lead sheets.
Yeah, don't forget that one.
Property lead sheets.
Yeah, lots of property lead sheets.
I have my VA working on it as we speak.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Okay, any other questions?
I feel totally lost trying to get those property lead sheets before doing anything else. What do? Just call them up and start saying...
Call them up, say, I'm calling about the house you advertised, and then start asking the questions that are on the sheet.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
it.
Remember, guys, you're not calling these people out of the blue. They advertise their house for sale. So they expect calls, and they expect people to call and ask questions.
That's true.
Yeah, good point, Brian.
Oh, calls. These people have advertised their house some way.
You know, we actually didn't discuss that, guys.
So when you call them up and say, I'd like to talk to you about your house, they're going, oh, I'm getting calls.
Okay.
It's like, what?
Ride around and look for some Crispo signs in front of houses.
A willing seller. It's a different story, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
You're a welcome guest, not an unwanted pest.
There you go.
Find some Crispo signs.
And you guys,
in front
if you want
houses.
To win that $100, you can't just go on a bunch of Crispo sites. Write down the information. You got to call and try to talk to these people and get that information, obviously, that we need.
You won't have any trouble getting that information.
That's right.
Again, FSBO signs in front of houses, call ads yourself that are online, check Craigslist first, and look at every website that you can find that people advertise.
There's no people
on.
In here that are desperate.
They are, but it's like...
All right. Lynette, I'm going to cut this off here. We got too much background.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I see that.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Guys, I'll see you out there bright and early now on Wednesday morning.
Have a house they're living in that they can't afford.
We'll bring some leads.
Yeah, bring lots and lots of property lead sheets. We are super excited to see you guys.
Yes, we'll see you in Texas. Good night.